Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's Robert Craig bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Nan Swift. She is with the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Nan, tell us about NTU.
NTU has been around since 1969. We are the voice of America's taxpayers. I work on behalf of your wallet.
There you go. So, folks, I encourage you to check them out. I've been telling you about NTU since 1998. And John Bertu, the former CEO there, has been with me all in the early days. So had the current president, my good friend Pete Sepp. And so I believe in what they're doing. They're working hard. And speaking of working hard over the years, Nan, in the previous segment, we were taking President Obama's administration down the road on some of the stupid things that they've been doing. But my audience hears me oftentimes referring to the political class, meaning I'm not just trying to stick my finger in President Obama's eye, but I'm referring to all of them, Republicans, Democrats, mugwumps, all of them. We've got a problem in America with the political class. And I know that you have to deal with this in your work in Washington, inside the Beltway, irrespective of who's in the White House, don't you? Yeah, we're losing you there, Nan. I don't know if we got a bad signal from you or not. Can you say that again? I think we lost her. So the thing Nan was just telling me off the air, and I wanted to tell you on the air, is that whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, we got stupid things happening in Washington D.C. that are hurting the economy. I mean, I'll give you one quick example, and you've heard me talk about it before. One of the best examples I can think of are these allowances, these tax elements in the tax code, like the Section 179 direct expensing provision and the R&D tax credit, things like that, that should have been made permanent a decade, 15 years ago. For the last several years, they've just been renewing them every year. But guess what? Not until almost the end of the year. And I say almost, I mean the middle of December, maybe the third week in December, when businesses were trying to make decisions for the previous 11 and a half months. And they were just sitting on this decision to renew or not, and did it at the last minute without any sense of shame. Now, this is Republicans and Democrats, folks. And then finally, I don't know if it was, we can thank Paul Ryan or who, but finally somebody on Capitol Hill must have said, you know, guys, I don't know whether this is that we should be doing these things or not, but we're looking really like a bunch of dummies just renewing them like we are. So let's make them permanent. And they finally made the Section 179 provisions, the R&D credits. They finally made those permanent in December, didn't they?
Sorry.
And I was talking about some of the stupid things that the political class have done. That's an example, isn't it? I think we're just gonna have to let Nan go. She's got a bad connection there. Sometimes folks, when they're working hard, sometimes they're not always in a great place to connect with us. We'll get Nan back another time. But again, she was talking about the fact that. And see, folks, this is why Bernie Sanders is having some success, why he's raising millions of dollars. This is why Donald Trump is having some success. People are sick of the political class in Washington, D.C. And then you look at how the Democrat Party is unrecognizable from, say, 25, 30 years ago. So let's say by the prior to 1990, are certainly prior to 1992. The Democrat Party is unrecognizable today from that party. You won't recognize the Republican Party a year from now. And it's because the leaders, the so-called leaders, are the elitists in those parties are not responding to the electorate, to regular folks. And that's why Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have been successful this year. And I don't know what's going to come from it, and it may be ugly in the interim, but I got to believe getting the power back, getting the control a little bit back to regular folks out here on Main Street, that can't be a bad thing, ultimately. We might have to go through some growing pains first, but ultimately, it's got to be good. I just got to believe that. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.